This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and I'm super glad that you are here to hang out with me again. Today's podcast is based on something that I say all the time, and I decided the other day while I was driving that this deserves an episode all of its own. It's not enough for me to mention it here and there, and since I steer this ship, we're going to do that. It's going to get an episode all of its own. I see so many of you doing what I used to do for 20 plus years, jumping on and off the dieting bandwagon. And we need to have a conversation about this strategy, even if you aren't on board with my perspective about it. If you've been listening for a while, you've probably heard me say, oh, maybe like a million times, that short-term strategies deliver short-term results. Short-term strategies deliver short-term results. It's easy, though, to hear that and not really understand it, not really internalize it, or make adjustments to your approach based on it. So let's talk about what I mean by that. Short-term strategies deliver short-term results. When we implement strategies that we know we can't sustain, we won't sustain, we don't want to sustain, right? But we plan on doing this thing for 21 days or until we lose 20 pounds or whatever else, since we aren't going to keep the strategy up for the rest of our lives, it doesn't work with our lifestyle or it just flat out makes us miserable, guess what? You will not maintain the result. I've lived this. I have the yo-yo dieting history to prove it. And I see it in thousands of you who share your stories with me. And many of you are probably in the throes of it right now. Some short-term plan intended to make you lose weight as fast as possible, and you constantly think about cheating or all the things you want to eat but tell yourself you can't because they're not a part of this short-term strategy. And you think that the only thing that matters is that you lose the weight now and you lose the weight quickly and that's it. You'd just be so happy when you lose the weight that in your happiness, you'll maintain it effortlessly because you want to, or you think, I'll deal with that later. That's what I used to think. I'll figure that later. But how's that working for you? This is a perfect example of the lies we tell ourselves. We've proven them wrong 1,000 times, yet we tell ourselves the same story over and over. And when we do that, we create deeper and longer lasting levels of frustration and doubt with every single iteration of an ineffective approach. When I did HCG, right, 400 calories a day, or my chicken broth diet, or whatever other insane strategy I did, yes, I lost weight. Hooray. But when I stopped, the weight came back on every single time. So what that meant was I was miserable for weeks or months. I was doing a ton of work, putting in a ton of effort for results I didn't maintain. It wasn't until I said, I will never do anything again for one day that I can't or won't do forever. I will ask myself, is this sustainable? Can I do this forever? Do I want to do this forever? It wasn't until then that the results stuck, that it was no longer a yo-yo, that it was no longer, oh my gosh, I worked so hard to earn those results and now I've put the weight back on. I hate myself. How did I do this again? And honestly, now, because I broke away from those short-term strategies, maintenance feels like my new normal because it is my new normal, because there is no on or off. That's it. It's just the way I live, and I never had that before. Hear me, guys. If you cannot or will not sustain the strategy, you will not sustain the results, period. And then you create this really dangerous cycle of frustration, of lack of confidence, and a really negative association with behavior change because you're making it harder than it needs to be due to your unsustainable strategy and because it, quote unquote, never lasts. And there are so many potential dangers here. When you go on one of these programs or protocols that requires this white knuckle willpower, you know, like the grin and bear it kind of approach, even though you know full well you can't do this for the rest of your life, you won't do this for the rest of your life, and you don't want to do this for the rest of your life, heck, you don't even want to do it for a day. These feelings that are generated by this white-knuckled willpower approach, these feelings need to be a red flag. They need to be screaming at you, this isn't the way. If I am thinking about a cheat meal, a cheat day, a break, the end of the time frame with this short-term approach, those feelings are red flags telling you this isn't the way, this isn't sustainable, you're working hard for results you will not sustain. And there are a few primary points that I'm going to hit over and over and over so that you understand the dangers of this approach that many of us just stay in this cycle of do it, right? Do this short-term strategy, put the weight back on, get mad, do it again, do it again, do it again. I need to break through so I have no qualms about being redundant here. If you can't sustain the strategy, you won't sustain the results. If you are relying on white-knuckled willpower, you need to see that as a red flag. You need to understand that this cycle is holding you back because it's giving you an unnecessarily negative connotation about weight loss or the process of getting healthy. So many emails I get from people are like, this is so hard. I hate this. I just wish it was easier for me. I wish that I could maintain my weight like I was when I was younger or like my sister can. We've created this unnecessarily negative connotation about the process of burning fat, of losing weight, because of our stupid and unsustainable strategies. You're reinforcing a pattern of quitting, a pattern of failure, and so you think that's all that's possible for you, but that's not true. It's just reflective of your crappy strategy. You begin to believe that change is harder than it actually is. It's not that hard. You're just taking on more than you're ready for. You need a more sustainable approach. When I decided enough is enough, I'm getting off the yo-yo dieting roller coaster, primarily because it wasn't working. People will say, how was it that you finally broke this cycle? Honestly, guys, it was just like, so 20 plus years and this doesn't work. I didn't want to keep trying the same stupid thing that just doesn't work anymore. So I promised myself that I would never implement a single strategy for a day that I couldn't or wouldn't be willing to do for the rest of my life because I am not willing to work hard for temporary results. That's actually insane, yet I did it for years. Over and over, I would invoke this white-knuckled willpower approach. I would be totally miserable, and I would feel like I couldn't travel and stick to my diet. I couldn't go out to eat and stick to my diet. I couldn't celebrate a holiday and stick to my diet. Those are big, huge red flags. Red flags that this is not the approach that's going to get you what you want. Red flags that this is the approach that makes you crazy. This is the approach that makes you unhappy. This is the approach that wastes your precious time and energy. It is not the approach that will get you what you want, lifelong results. A body you love and a lifestyle that you can and will maintain. I want you to think about I hesitate as I say this only because I can think about my 350-pound self, and when people would suggest these kinds of things, I would be very resistant and just of the mindset, yeah, enough of that. I just need to lose weight fast. You don't understand. But that didn't work. It was not effective. So I want you to be open-minded as I say this, and I want you to consider when you come up against some resistance of, no, Elizabeth, I just need to lose weight fast, enough of your, like, you know, sustainable approach talk. Just keep an open mind and ask yourself, hey, is my way working? And if it's not, be open to considering something that will bring you actual results that you can keep for the rest of your life without being miserable, without feeling like you just need to break, you just need to cheat. I got an email the other day that was from somebody that said, I just got to the point where I needed a cheat day. I needed to take a week off. Guys, that is a huge red flag about your approach. Stop that approach today. If you are focused only on the outside work, only on the external performance, what you're going to eat, how much, when, how much to exercise, when to exercise, I promise you, if that is your primary focus, you will struggle to maintain your results because internal development comes before external performance. Internal development comes before external performance, yet all we focus on is the external performance, what to eat, when to work out, how long, how much, what type. Think about it. You successfully do your whole 30 for 30 days. Bravo. But what have you done to deal with your all or nothing mentality? Oh, nothing? Maybe you've made it worse because of this approach. So what happens the next time you shift into nothing mode? Well, the weight comes back on. So your 30 days of hard work and effort were kind of wasted. Oh, so you've done the 21-day fix, but you haven't done anything about your emotional eating pattern response to stress or sadness? Okay, so how are those little Tupperwares going to help you when you experience a loss in your life or when your work becomes really stressful? They won't. And so you'll find yourself in the same cycle. If nothing changes, nothing changes. I was talking to one of my clients a few weeks back, and she was sharing a really great analogy that I think applies perfectly here, and I feel so lucky to have clients who teach me and inspire me constantly. It's absolutely a mutually beneficial arrangement. But what we were talking about was, she said this is like when you button a shirt, right? If you're wearing a button-down shirt, if you button the top button first, all the other buttons line up. If you start in the middle, you're more likely to line up the buttons incorrectly. When you start with the top button, it's easier. It's more effortless. Things sort of fall into place. It's more foolproof. So we have to look at this from the perspective of, what is my top button? Typically, when we go for these white-knuckled approaches, we're starting in the middle and everything is off. The top button is internal development, the mindset, the focus, the perspective, the notion of, I'm on this journey to find and enjoy the foods I love me back. Not how little can I eat today or how restrictive can I be or nothing but protein and vegetables goes in my mouth. No. It's practicing the notion of what's one small improvement I can make today. Or how can I approach this situation without feeling like I'm doomed, but seeking out that which represents an improvement for me today? How can I change my perspective from one of frustration with the process to patience and practice? When I go into a stressful or tempting situation, can I practice appreciation for the opportunity? Can I seek choices that make me feel my very best? Can I work to become aware of the lies I tell myself about these short-term strategies that I'm attracted to like a bug to a bug light? I mean, that's honestly what we are like. We're like, ooh, zap. And we keep doing it again and again and again. It's nuts. Can I become more aware of the repeated ineffective strategies that I flock to? Of course you can. And those are the game-changing shifts. That white-knuckle willpower plan is not your top button. If you cannot sustain the strategy, you cannot sustain the results. You are working hard for temporary, and this cycle is giving you an unnecessarily negative connotation, negative perspective about the process because you are choosing to reinforce a pattern of quitting or a pattern of failure, and so you think that's all that is possible for you. That's not true. It's just your crappy strategy. You believe that change is harder than it needs to be, and it's not. You are just not employing a sustainable approach. So I really want to hit home that if you are embarking on one of these white-knuckle plans where you're miserable and you're just grinning and bearing it, those white knuckles need to be huge red flags. Before we wrap up with what I ate yesterday, I want to remind you guys to save the date for Nashville, downtown Nashville, for the first ever
I'm so excited, live, hanging out with me, eating together, working out together, having a transformative weekend together, downtown Nashville, this November, the 3rd through the 5th, 2016. Initially, I was thinking 100 people, but I've been talking to some friends about it as I've been planning, and they encouraged me very rightfully to limit it to 50. And I agree, as much as I would love to have this huge group, or even, I mean, 100 was, I thought, smaller than would probably be, than would be, there would be interest for, but 50, I think, allows me to make it even more powerful with that smaller group. So it's going to be ladies only. I'll explain why in a couple of weeks, but 50 ladies for a weekend with me in Nashville, and I know this. After the weekend, you'll never be the same. It won't be this rah-rah motivational thing that makes you feel all fired up but doesn't materially change anything in your life. No thanks. There's plenty of people doing that. That's not my jam. This will be about making changes, about transforming. When you step out of that weekend, you know things are different. Tickets are going to go on sale for those 50 spots on 7/12, July 12th, which is my birthday, and also Primal Potential's two-year birthday, two-year anniversary, whatever you call it. So you can get on the Save the Date list. There aren't tickets for sale right now, but there will be on July 12th. You can get on that Save the Date list to be the first one to have access to these spots. Just go to primalpotential.com/save-the-date. primalpotential.com/save-the-date. I'm like hoping that we can just fast forward time to November because I need this weekend as much as I want to put on this weekend. I am so excited for this transformation opportunity where we just won't be the same afterwards. I just can't wait. I wish I could do it every weekend, but November will have to be the first start. All right. What I ate yesterday. I was traveling. Bacon and eggs and coffee in the morning. On the road, I had a bacon Epic Bar. I like Epic Bars. I don't eat them often, but on road trips, they do the trick. And so it's like a meat-based bar, obviously bacon-flavored. And it's real food. Like, there's not artificial weirdness in there, which is one of the reasons I like it. And then also on the road, I was snacking on baby rainbow carrots and guacamole. Dinner was, you guys are gonna like this. I stopped at a restaurant. I had salmon ceviche. I got two appetizers instead of like one entree. Salmon ceviche, which was amazing because I love ceviche and I love salmon. So good. Small little serving, but like amazing. And then I had an asparagus and crab fondue, which was meh. It was okay. I didn't finish it because it wasn't amazing, but the salmon ceviche was. And then I had a shot of tequila. I sure did. I like tequila. They had some really nice mezcals there. I got a flight, tried three, only really loved one. So that was the one that I sipped on. Did it. Don't feel bad about it. It was amazing. Made me smile. And that's the deal. So we will see you guys soon. I really hope you will hop on that Save the Date list so that you can plan to hang out with me in downtown Nashville, Tennessee, November 3rd through the 5th of this year, 2016. Tickets go on sale 7/12, which is a fantastic way to celebrate my birthday and Primal's too. I'm a little bit older, but you know, whatever. Who's counting? So I will talk to you guys soon. I hope you have a great day and see you in a couple days. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.